The following article was published in Great Health Guide in August 2016. This article is entitled Fussy or Problem Eaters and is written by Deb Hopper. Fussy eating is a phase of development that most families contend with to some extent. Fussy eating is very common in preschoolers as they are encouraged to eat a wider range of foods, but they are also at developmental stage where they are learning about independence and experimenting with saying no. However, many babies struggle when transitioning from breast or bottle to solids, and this fussiness continues throughout preschool and into the school years. When should fussy eating become a concern for parents? When would a child be categorized as a problem eater? There's been a lot of research on this topic, and the points below can serve as a guide to when to get some help. Firstly, a child eats fewer than 15 to 20 different foods or less. Number two, a parent mentions to a professional at two or more regular health checks, 12 months, 18 months, and 2-year health checks, that their child is having difficulties with eating. Thirdly, they refuse to eat from one or more food groups. Fourth, they refuse one or more texture types. And then five, they regularly have tantrums and meltdowns at mealtimes. So why are kids fussy eaters? There are many reasons why children struggle with fussy or problem eating. These may include, number one, mouth and chewing movements, which are poorly developed. Lots of children, even older children, struggle with coordination of the mouth, teeth, tongue, or their swallowing skills. Secondly, sensory processing. Many children physically can't cope with the texture, taste, look, or smell of food. Often they also don't have the balance or postural strength required to be able to sit up easily to eat, or they may tire quickly. Number three, psychological stress. Some children develop a very real stress responses to being with food. Watch for warning signs of them being distressed around food or moving their body away from food. So here are some tips for fussy eaters. The wide array of reasons listed above illustrate why it is important to understand first what is the underlying cause of the fussy eating. Once you know, then you can really pinpoint how to help. However, here are a few guidelines to point you in the right direction. Number one, make sure that your child is well supported when they are seated to eat. Make sure that their feet are resting on something secure, whether it's a high chair footrest, a box, or a stool. This is really important. Number two, make sure that their hips and knees are at 90 degrees, with feet sitting on something secure. This helps with children who have difficulty maintaining good posture. Number three, use a plain plate. Often parents put a plate with their child's favourite cartoon. Sometimes this works, but if your child is oversensitive to the visual look of food, then this needs to be simplified. Choose a plain white or other coloured plate with no pattern or cartoon. And fourthly, encourage your child to serve themselves. Every small interaction with food is important. For more great tips for helping fussy or problem eaters to eat, download our free tip sheet here at www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au/tip-sheets. That's www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au/tip-sheets. Deb Hopper is an Amazon number one bestseller author. She is a practicing occupational therapist at Life Skills for Kids on the New South Wales Mid-North Coast, Australia. Deb can be reached on her website www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au. That's www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au.